Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joining us from Philadelphia, where the Padres set to begin a three-game series at Citizens Bank Park later today. A guy who's in his 44th year in pro baseball, 21st as a major league coach, and 14th as the Padres' third base coach, still going strong. After all these years, Glenn Hoffman with us here on Ben and Woods. Coach Glenn, it is great to have you on this morning.
Oh, man, it's awesome. What an introduction. 44 years, seems like yesterday.
Just swinging that arm around in a big circle. That's all there is to it, right? Nothing more.
Piece of cake.
It's been really neat. Just swinging in a circle and hopefully they come around.
Yeah, do you have any? We were talking this morning about the third base coach and first base coach, and I asked Ben, which would you rather do? Would you rather coach first or coach third? And he agreed third. I said there's more pressure on the third base coach than the first base coach. Do you and Skip Schumacher get into it about that?
We have different roles. He sends them to me, and then I have to bring them on. it's quite intriguing, all these years of doing it, and you see different players and different teams, the way they're built and things like that. But it's exciting. I'd take third base any time over first.
In some ways, you're kind of like the umpire. The less we hear your name, probably the better job you're doing.
Yep.
Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, definitely. It's like the stock market, when everything's up high and you're sending runners and they're scoring, everything is great. But when you have that hiccup or something happens, then you're going to hear about it. And that's when your name gets called out. And part of the game, though, it's exciting over there. And, the more runs we score, we score one more than them that night, we win the ball game.
I know how coaches and baseball players work, that they stew on the mistakes. Do you have one in particular that still sticks with you? Like, I can't believe I sent that guy. He was out by such a mile in a key situation that you still think about today.
Oh boy, those ones. Just one? No, just one of them. Okay. how many 21 years over there?
Yep.
There was one that there was a ball hit down the line, and it was a score of a game, because you always do the scoreboard. You're always playing the scoreboard with it. And we were down, and the guy was coming to third, picked up the ball in left field in the corner, and I held him because we were down. And then all of a sudden, the guy went to pick it up again, and pick it up again, and pick it up again. And then you're like, come on, do we send him? No. And it was like, oh, boy, did I hear about that one. But those type of things happen because it's in the game moment. But overall, it's these guys, when they give you the good effort, it is really exciting.
We're talking to Padres third base coach Glenn Hoffman here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, we have certainly loved watching Fernando Tatis Jr. play all season long. He's been phenomenal. His base running at times has been next level, otherworldly, all the superlatives you can think of. Are there discussions, though? We saw it, last week. He got a hit, and he got thrown out, back-picked at first base. He's always aggressive. Has there been any conversations between you and him like, hey, Toddy, you need to dial it back a little bit, or do you just let a guy like that just do him?
There's special people that when they run the bases, you can see that they have the talent. And, he has the baseball aptitude. He's always thinking ahead, and you never want to break that.
Yeah.
Like a wild horse. One thing way back when a scout and stuff said, when you can watch a guy play, run the bases, and he's not afraid to make mistakes, you got a player. And we got a player right here. He did, going around when he got thrown out behind the runner or the right fielder threw behind him, I looked like he was setting him up. and he'll learn that when he gets a little further. Devon White, who I played with in with the Angels and went on to Toronto, won a couple World Series, was outstanding at it, and he had the same kind of speed and the glide that he could just glide and set up that right fielder. He just didn't know where he was at in the speed of a major league game. He's only a 20-year-old rookie.
Yeah.
Feeling out every little possibility of it, and I'll tell you what, he's one of the best I've ever seen come up, and you don't want to take away from that aggressiveness.
There were a couple of instances in particular when he tagged up from third on pop ups to the second baseman, scored both times. I want to know what was going through your mind on those plays. I mean, did you even think he was going? I mean, what were you thinking right there?
Well, that I mean, now it's like anything goes, anything's going to happen. But when he first did it, I just closed my eyes. And but his last three steps to the home plate were as fast as I've ever seen anybody go. And it was like, okay, I just got to turn it up a notch and go a little faster. And like a ball hit back to the mound, the guy looked, the casual looked back and then turned to throw to first and notched. Boom, he's gone. Those are the things that you never know. He's always looking. Yeah, the other day we were down, I don't know, 8 runs or something. He's on third base. And I go, Patty, not now. So just check the Jets right now. That type of situation. Because, yeah, I get it. Okay. But, the score, he's always looking to get on the next base, score a run. And you know what? It's not only his base running, it's his defense, his hitting. We got a player. I mean, you come to the ballpark, and which we should talk about the fans coming out. Been awesome. I mean, this year they've been coming out big time. And when you get a chance to see Tatis and some of these younger players play right now, Tatis does some special stuff out there on the field with a glove, hit with the bat. I mean, think of 6 home runs leading off the game and looking for triple crown out of a young kid like this for a rookie with his numbers. And you know what? The other thing is he's a nice kid. He's been brought up the right way in the baseball family with his dad and his mom, and very respectful, and it's been nothing but good.
Well, that's definitely something you can relate to, Hoffa, yourself. Big baseball family, been in the game a long, long time. You know, you've been a part of some good Padre teams and a part of some bad Padre teams. As you look at this team, what's your overall evaluation? Sometimes it's hard for the fans. We keep hearing patience, guys. It's going to get better. And I think it has gotten better, and it's certainly gotten more exciting. But how excited are you about the next couple of years here, Hoffa?
Real excited. I mean, we went through some lean years. We had some guys come up and stuff. So when you have impact players come up, and guys, the one thing, when we've had groves of guys come up, we have three 20-year-olds on this team. I mean, we're talking about Paddock, Naylor, Munoz out of the bullpen throwing 100. I mean, your eyes are opening up and going, wait a minute, we got something here. We just need to, you talk about patience. Well, patience is a big part of the game. Once these guys grow and believe they can be here, it's like, Urias, same thing, coming up, coming down. He's only 21, 22 years old. He's finding his footing a little bit more each time. And you know what? Wouldn't it be great for San Diego if you had a situation like Detroit when you had Trammell and Whitaker for 18 years? Well, there's a possibility. You could have a double play combo and you'll be watching them there for 18. I won't be, but they'll be watching them there for 18 years. And, growing with these guys. I just say the fans grow with these guys, love on them. They're going to do it. They're going to be good. And you can see it starting to change the way the talent's coming up and the moves the front office has made. You look at the little things, it's a very, very exciting. The long picture, it's going to be great. And it's going to happen. It definitely will happen.
I'm talking to Padres third base coach Glenn Hoffman here on a Friar Friday on 97.3 The Fan. Glenn, we've been talking this morning a lot about analytics, their role in the game. Obviously, it's a big part of the game now with the Padres as well and your coaching staff. How have the analytics, the numbers, the deeper that they've gotten affected your job in terms of being more conservative, more aggressive over the years, and how much does it play a daily role in what you do?
Mine is only a small little factor because you get the, I get to see the iPad with the videos of all the guys throwing, so I can like recreate every play that those outfielders throw, their movements and everything else. That's where the analytics for me is, the visualization of what they've given me over the years, where you know you just had to watch and stuff like that. But you know, it's over there at third base, it's like I said, it's a score, it's a guy getting the jump, it's the ball, all these things in factor. But the analytics and stuff, it's there for everybody to use, and if you use it the right way and don't cloud up everything, it can be very beneficial, and I like it. I think it gives you data and stuff like that, but still, you know, your eyes tell you in the game, the speed of the game, the way they're playing, the heartbeat of the game, of the player, those are the things that you still have to look at.
So before you go, Glenn, I have to ask you, obviously you're you're more than a decade older than Trevor, right? So you had a big age gap growing up.
Yeah. Well, not that much, 9 years.
Okay, 9 years. But enough that you were, you know, you played a lot of baseball, so by the time that he was getting into, like, Little League and high school, you were already well into your career, you know, minor leagues, and then with the Boston Red Sox. When you looked back, did you see, like, oh, this my little brother could be something special, like a Hall of Famer? Or were you like, yeah, I'm the older brother, I'm the pro. Well, he'll be lucky if he ever gets to this level. What was your opinion of the young Trevor Hoffman and his baseball prowess growing up?
Oh, gosh. He was a sponge. He was just a rat. It didn't matter for the basketball gym or at the baseball games. You know, he just loved being around his older brothers and competing with us. But he's 10 years younger, 13 years younger than me and Greg. And so we were just beating on him. And I think the hit factor for him was, this kid never quit. He just kept coming and coming. I'm going to get better. But he was, you know, like in high school, he was 5'4", weighed 120 pounds. And, you know, he just never quit, kept coming, and heart of a lion.
At what point did you know that his career is going to pass mine? You know, he's going on to greater things than I was able to accomplish on the field.
Well, I think the main thing is when they put that ball in his hand and said, throw it by the hitter. And then the light just came on that he was in control of the game instead of being the hitter, where you had to make adjustments and the hardest thing to do is hit the ball. And when he became a pitcher, that light came on, that aggressiveness, and he took it out on every hitter. And he wasn't going to be denied with it. So those are the things you look at. You look at a Paddock. You look at guys that, you know, take the ball, want the ball in the big situations, and do it, like Kirby Yates, guys like that. Trev was special, and that's why he's a Hall of Famer. And I'm just glad he grew up in our family. It was Greg and Trev and Mom, and everybody had a part of it. But he's grown the going to be still helping out the kids and with the team and the minor leagues, going out and seeing. So it's all been great.
Well, Glenn, real pleasure getting a chance to talk to you. Hopefully you'll be waving that arm in a big old circle a whole lot this weekend in Philadelphia, and you won't make any big giant mistakes that'll have us talking on Monday morning.
We're not doing that.
Hopefully we won't mention your name at all again until the next time we talk to you on the radio. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, be good.
It's Glenn Hoffman on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage rates. Equal housing opportunity. Apply today at sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.